Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tiếng Nói Việt. I'm your host, Amy Tep. And today, we're diving into a topic that truly impacts families in our community, the government-assisted housing programs. Xin chào mọi người. Chào mừng các bạn quay lại với chương trình Tiếng Nói Việt. Hôm nay, Amy muốn chia sẻ một chủ đề rất là quan trọng. Các chương trình hỗ trợ nhà ở từ chính phủ, đặc biệt là dành cho những gia đình có thu nhập thấp. These programs are designed to help families find safe and stable housing, but many people, especially in the Asian American community and Vietnamese community, don't even know they exist or how to access them. Những cái chương trình này giúp các gia đình có nơi ở rất là an toàn và ổn định, nhưng mà rất là nhiều người, nhất là trong người Việt và người châu Á của mình á, không có biết cách nào để mà đăng ký hoặc là tận dụng cái cơ hội này. Thì today, I invited someone who works closely with these programs to help us understand them better. Please welcome Linh Nguyễn, a housing specialist. That's what I would like to call her because she has been helping these families navigate the process and helping them get into these homes, sometimes beautiful homes, and safe area environment. So please welcome Linh.
Hi, chị Amy. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to share this information with you all because so many family could benefit from it, but they just don't know where to start.
Yeah. So let's start with the just the basic. When people hear Section 8, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so Section 8, or officially called the Housing Choice Voucher Program, is a federal program run by the HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. It helps low-income families pay the rent for privately owned housing. The local public housing authorities, or the PHAs, they manage it in each city or county. So essentially, families pay up to 30% of their income toward the rent, and the voucher covers the rest, which is paid directly to the landlords.
So, before, in my head, I always think, you know, Section 8 is like these apartment buildings that are owned by the government, and, you know, they put these families in there. So the families can actually rent from private landlords,
yes,
and not
that's
just
actually
government.
Yep, exactly. So family can rent from private landlords as long as the property meet the HUD safety and quality standard. So that means that it gives the family more freedom to choose where they want to live.
So let's talk about why this program matters. What is the biggest benefits for these families?
So I want to talk about a lot of benefits. And the first one is affordability. The fact that you only pay up to 30% of your monthly income toward the rent and utility, meaning that you're not rent burdened. That means it helps family free up a lot of money for essentials like food, healthcare, and transportation.
So especially with the housing prices going up everywhere, they can save the money and eventually use that money to afford their homes in the future as well.
Absolutely. Another benefit is choice. So unlike traditional public housing, Section 8 lets you rent anywhere the landlords accept the voucher. That means in better neighborhoods with good school and safer environment.
So cái này á là em rất là thích, là tại vì nó sẽ ổn định được chỗ ở cho họ, để mà họ có thể xây cái tương lai của mình, đúng không? Yeah, so who typically qualifies for these or benefits most from these Section 8 program?
So I want to emphasize that right now, Section 8 is only available for U.S. legal residents and U.S. citizens. Now, it's designed for low-income families, seniors, and individuals with disabilities. For seniors or people on fixed income, like Social Security, it helps them stay independent. Also, there are programs like Family Self-Sufficiency, FSS, that allow participants to save money and, like Amy said, eventually move toward home ownership. So Section 8 is not just about renting, it's about building long-term stability.
Wow. So let's get a little more practical. How does someone apply for Section 8 if they need help?
That's a good question, Dee. So the first step is to contact your local public housing authority, the PHA. You can find them on the HUD's website, that's hud.gov. You can also call 211, which is a free hotline that connects you to the local housing and financial resources. And an important tip that I always give out, check the Facebook groups for Section 8 in your area. Many of them share updates, waitlist opening, and advice from other family who've gone through the same process.
Yeah, that's good to know, because sometimes hearing from others who've done it or been through it, it really makes a difference. Nhiều khi mình nghe cái chia sẻ của những người đã trải qua á, thì sẽ giúp mình tự tin hơn. Tại vì nhiều khi mình sẽ không biết, mình không biết làm từ đâu, nhưng hay là mình không biết cái quá trình nó bao lâu á, thì họ sẽ cho mình những cái advice để mà mình có thể go through. Và mình, you know what, it's better when you know you're not going through it alone. And a lot of time in our community, the Vietnamese community especially, we just kind of go do our thing, but don't really know who we can ask for help, or we don't even ask for help, you know? And once someone get approved, how can they keep their voucher in good standing?
It's really important to stay in good standing with the housing authority. So here are the four big things to do so. Number one, pay your rents on time every month and keep your utilities current. Number two, report any income changes right away, like a new job or change in benefits. Number three, keep your home clean and safe and make sure you're following the lease rules. Number four, stay responsive. Always reply to letters or requests from your housing authority and attend your recertification appointment. And I want to call out one big warning. Do not make or accept side payments outside of your approved rent. That can get your voucher terminated.
So with this one, I want to go into details a little bit. So what happens if, you know, in your agreement that you agree, let's just say the rent is $2,000 and the housing paid for $1,800 of it and you pay $2,000, that's on the contract, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens if you don't pay that $200 on time?
So a lot of time we try to stay in good communication with the tenants. We give them some leeway and try to be in good communication with the tenant and remind them to pay rent on time. Mm-hmm. However, if, you know, within a couple months and they still cannot pay the rent, then the landlord should initiate contacting the housing authority and get them to be involved in the process of working with the tenants so that they can resolve the rent payment on time. And this could be resolved with the housing authority picking up the rent that the tenant cannot pay because maybe they lose their job, maybe because something happened with the household that they cannot pay for that difference.
Right. And I remembered your number three point was maintain your home. Phải giữ nhà sạch sẽ, an toàn. But what happens if, you know, you invite a friend over and the friend mess up the house? What are the consequences and what can we remediate that?
So this is really, really important call out. The housing authority is really serious about keeping the house, you know, like a safe environment and meeting their quality standard. So if the landlord reports a tenant that destroy or does damage to the house, they can take the voucher away from the tenant.
Okay. So I really like this because all of this is really helping them navigate them into being a responsible homeowner in the future, paying your mortgage, keep your house, maintain your house and keep it nicely. And, you know, all of this, I like this, you know, the protocol of this, this whole thing is, you know, clear communication, documentations to protect you and protect the home. So let's zoom out a little bit. How is the current political and economic climate really affect Section 8? You know, with everything that's been going on, especially the last week that I've been seeing on the media and the news. So how is that affecting Section 8?
The current political climate is definitely impacting everyone in the Section 8 ecosystem. Funding is always the biggest issue. The wait list can be long, sometimes years, because there's more demand than available vouchers. And changes in federal or local budgets can definitely slow things down.
So it's slowed down, but there's still they can still get help. It's just the, yes. the waiting list is a little bit longer.
It's a little bit longer. The processing time can be a little bit longer because the funding is a little bit more restricted than before.
So I want to get into a little taboos here. So a lot of sometimes, you know, Asian Americans or Vietnamese, I feel like especially, they feel embarrassed or unsure about applying. You know, talk to us about it because, you know, you see, you work with tenants and, you know, you go through these motions with their families. When someone feeling embarrassed or that, you know, they need help or they need the government help with housing like that, talk to us about it.
I have seen a lot of family going through this process, and I can tell you that even though the process can be long and stressful for the family, the end outcome is really rewarding because at the end of the day, you get a home that is safe, that is clean, that is ready for your family and for yourself so that your kids have a roof to live under, mm-hmm. that you have a peace of mind so that you can focus on your work or your education. So yes, there's still a lot of stigma or fear of dealing with the government programs, but I want to stress that these programs are here for everyone who qualify, no matter your background. And it's about giving the family a stable foundation. So despite this being a stigma, I want everyone to be aware of this program and these resources that are available for you to take advantage of. And please do reach out to your local resources because they are there for you to use.
So when we mentioned earlier about the waiting list, how long is this waiting list? And is there a waiting list that is just closed until it opens up again? Or, you know, what should people do if they go on it and they see a waiting list is closed?
So that depends on your local housing authority. Like in the state of Georgia, there are multiple housing authority and they each have their wait list. So it's important to stay on top of which housing authority that you're trying to get a home in the jurisdiction of. And by following these resources, you would know when the wait list is open, when it's closed. And they have a list and they will tell you what order you are on the wait list. And they will tell you when you can move up on the order and when you get approval, when you get rejected.
So, mọi người, Amy chỉ có muốn point out một cái nha. Là mình, nếu mình thật sự mình cần á, thì mình nên tận dụng nó. Nhưng mà nếu như mà mình không cần thì mình đừng có vào cái này. Tại vì rất là nhiều gia đình họ rất là cần và họ cần một cái nơi để ở và họ có thể apply. But Lynn, thank you so much for joining me today. I know this episode will help so many families and, you know, it's an eye-opening for our community especially because, you know, I feel like our Vietnamese community is a little more prideful and there are people and I have seen on, you know, Facebook sometimes that, you know, they in hardship and this can really help reduce homelessness and whatnot, right?
Yeah, yep. And thank you to Amy for having me here today. I'm always happy to help family learn more about this resource and please, please take advantage of it.
And to everyone listening, nếu mà bạn hoặc là người thân á, đang gặp khó khăn trong việc là không có thể trả được tiền thuê nhà thì hãy vào cái website là hud.gov hoặc là gọi 211 hoặc liên lạc với lại Public Housing Authority ở gần nhất của mình. The community, so remember, housing is more than just a roof over your head. It's a foundation for your family's future. Nhà không chỉ là nơi để ở, mà nó là nền tảng tương lai của gia đình mình. Thank you so much for listening to Tiếng Nói Việt. And thank you, Lynn, and until next time.